Hello to everyone and welcome. I'm Nicholas Bornholz of CapitalLink, and we are delighted to be joined today by Cristina Sanz de Santa Maria, the CEO of DNV Maritime. We are going to have an insightful discussion on the evolving maritime landscape, hosted as part of CapitalLink's Expert Talk series. As the industry navigates an increasingly complex environment shaped by decarbonization, regulation, digital transformation, and geopolitical uncertainty, DNV continues to play a central role in helping stakeholders navigate both the challenges and opportunities ahead. Cristina recently assumed the leadership of DNV Maritime, and today's discussion will explore her early priorities and strategic vision for the organization, while also touching on some of the key developments for the industry as the industry looks ahead for its future. So, Cristina, thank you for joining us today. First of all, I'd like to say, besides the congratulations that are long overdue now, because you've been on the CEO position for some time, I'd like to start by thanking you, Knut, and the whole DNV team for the great cooperation we have had over the years. And with this, let me ask you, you've been the CEO of DNV Maritime for a few months now. What have you been your key observations so far, and what are the priorities that shape your activities and initiatives for the organization right now?
Thank you. Thank you so much, Nicolas, and thank you to CapitalLink on behalf of myself, Knut, and DNV, first of all. Yes, first, I think I would like to say that we had launched a new strategy from 1st of January 2026. So in that sense, it was quite timely that we had spent quite some time at the end of last year to look at the context in which shipping and the world is and setting up the direction, right? So in a way, when I took on the position, we knew what we had to do per se. So it was more on execution mode. Having said that, I think that the shifts and important trends that were shaping shipping, which you have mentioned in terms of geopolitics, right, decarbonization agenda, also the digital transformation, and specifically AI, I find that the pace at which we are seeing these trends and maybe the intensity at which they are affecting the industry are more than what we had anticipated when we were preparing our strategy maybe 6 months ago. As we all know, the year started with, in a way, in it was 28th of Jan, with the conflict in the Middle East that reminded everyone of the importance of shipping and how the fact that the turmoil that is happening across the Strait of Hormuz is affecting the security of energy, right, towards the countries, and the super security of supplies, right? So I would say that maybe an underlying red thread against everything that shipping is going through is that security aspect. And that is also linked to the digitalization side and AI, because there's a lot of good things that can be done with those, but there's also the dark side in terms of the cybersecurity part. So it's really a complex time for the world, and certainly for shipping, and I believe that customers are looking for guidance in these complex times, and that is what we try to do in DNB, to be pragmatic and help our customers with practical solutions, both through the classification advisory. So maybe if there were three words that really DNB stands for, is safety, reliability, is independence, and forward-looking.
Safety, reliability, and forward-looking.
Yes.
Cristina, let me ask you, in terms of the strategic direction of DNV Maritime under your leadership, you've been a key member of the DNV leadership for quite some time, but now you're the CEO. So How do you see the organization evolving under your leadership?
I think it's a little bit related to the context that we are living in, right? And I feel that the pace at which we need to respond to the industry is much higher than what it was required 6 months ago. Again, because of maybe the geopolitical tensions, and that means that, for example, customers that have vessels stuck there with their crew there, we need to go back with solutions to them today. It's not good enough that we reply to them in 3 months, right? Just as a normal maybe project would have taken. So pace and speed and pragmatism are key areas in whatever we are looking at, whether it's a really urgent aspect that we need to do today, maybe attend a remote survey on a vessel stuck in the strait, for example, or maybe whether it's helping them because they are going to order a new building and taking the best decision they have in terms of which fuel to take or whether they should go for energy efficiency devices. So, yeah, fast, pragmatic approaches is what we are trying to provide the industry with.
Now, clearly, as one of the leading classification societies, we have to provide solutions across the board for everything that relates to ship operations. But let me start honing into specific areas. For example, let's talk about decarbonization in the regulatory direction. Following the recent outcomes of MEPC 84, how do you see the industry moving forward? Do we have the clarity we need for long-term investment decisions?
Yeah, so I think it has become clear that reaching consensus on greenhouse gas pricing mechanisms remains very difficult. Whereas I understand that the commitment to reach to net zero by 2050 remains there. How to reach there is difficult, and there's not alignment there. Unfortunately. So, what does it mean? It means that the risk of having more regional approaches and legislations will certainly make the shipping context much more complex for the stakeholders and for the ship owners. So, I think, and what we try to advise our customers with is to start now and to start building resilience and flexibility across different scenarios, and certainly energy efficiency, because irrespective of whatever shape or form of regulation we will have, energy efficiency devices are good business case for the ship owners right now.
Well, clearly, energy efficiency will improve the final, the emissions reduction anyway. But I think from the ship owner's viewpoint, they need to, they go to new buildings, they upgrade the fleet, so they need to balance optionality against the multiple fuels of tomorrow with practical decisions that need to be taken today. And I know that DNV has a lot of initiatives and advice in this area. Can you share some more insight on that?
Yeah, I think that my reflections is that unfortunately, I see that waiting, given what we have seen in terms of the how the process with the net zero framework is going, I think that waiting for full regulatory clarity, it's a risk because it might take longer than what we had anticipated for to get that consensus. You have the CII, the EEXI, the EU ETS, and those are already shaping the fleets of today and of tomorrow. So we need to have verified data regarding emissions in place today. I think that will put in a better position ship owners with regards to their charterers, commercial discussions. So working on your fleet composition, looking at how to pool, it's important. I think that it's important to have a solution or a plan today, even though it's not perfect, rather than waiting for the perfect clarity in the years to come. I think that's too risky, unfortunately.
Actually, we had a discussion recently with the president of a major dry bulk company, and it was very interesting that the industry may be getting help from an unexpected corner, given the very high prices of fuel. Now everybody may be slowing steam, the speed may be less, and therefore the outcome will be fewer emissions. So maybe that's going to be something to help the industry. But anyway.
Absolutely. Yes, but just sorry to interrupt, but just to say that even just this conflict in the Middle East, it's really making that currently we have a huge ton mile driven market. So already the emissions that are happening because of that increase are
Oh,
painful
certainly.
to
Yeah.
see,
Oh,
actually,
certainly.
but
Yeah.
yeah.
That's a very good point, actually. So the longer ton miles are going to offset whatever savings we
Yes.
have. Very
Exactly.
good point.
Yes.
Actually. Very interesting. So now let me move on another point, the digitalization and innovation. Now, beyond decarbonization, where do you see the most impactful opportunities for digitalization in shipping, and how is DNV positioning itself in the space? I know that's a big area for you.
Yes, thank you so much, Nicola. Indeed, I think digitalization, and I would specifically point AI. Because I also believe, again, that in the last 6 months, AI has proven to be able to have a much wider impact than maybe we had anticipated before. And it can bring really very big improvements in terms of performance, right? And efficiency, which is what the industry could benefit on. But it needs to be used responsibly. And as I said before, with every positive side, you have the risk associated within the scarcity. In this case, is the cybersecurity one, which is something that can have terrible consequences if not taken seriously. So I think that should become kind of a hygiene factor, the same as safety. In on board the vessels, both from the IT side and at the OT side. So that's something that we are investing a lot in DNB. I don't think there's a simple AI playbook for shipping, unfortunately. So it will be a lot of test and trial and learn. But there are concrete opportunities like route optimization, some anomaly detection that can prevent us. From disasters and again helping us become more efficiently. We are taking ourselves that medicine in a way and really challenging on how to apply AI more in our operations, both internally and towards customers. For example, we are doing it in our survey processes, regulatory navigation, on customer support, right? And also in terms of we have the rule agent to help both our internal experts and the customers navigate easily through our rules and standards. And the list goes on. But we need to be open-minded and hope that AI will enhance our performance to make the industry safer and more efficient and be able to adapt to the difficult context and environment that we are against that.
Thank you, Christina. By the way, another topic that has always been very big for shipping, and I think it's even bigger now, is safety. Safety of crews, safety of the human factor. And I know that's another big area for DNV as well, if you would like to share some insight on that.
Yes, no, I think that absolutely safety, and to be honest, safety is the reason, is our reason for being for DNV and the class societies in general. And again, when such conflicts like the one in Middle East appear, it really reminds everyone about the safety, especially of the seafarers. I think we had a similar, though different context through the crisis we had with COVID pandemic some time back. And now again, we have a huge lot of seafarers stuck there under tremendous stress. And I think we need to, as an industry, we need to make our best to help them in terms of safety, their well-being, connectivity, and not the less, help them adapt and to be able to take what the industry is gonna require in terms of new competences, new technologies, new fuels, and so forth. So we have a responsibility towards them, I feel.
Thank you, Christina. So you talked in the opening remarks about risk and resilience. So looking forward, how should companies look at the future? How should they look at risk, at opportunities ahead? Any suggestions?
Yes, so obviously it's very difficult, but I think that again I would like to mention energy efficiency because obviously it depends the device on what type of vessel you have, the trade, the size, and so forth. But in general, I believe that that's a very good business case and investment for any ship owners to look at. I think that trying to bet for one scenario of how the future might look like is very risky. So finding solutions that will give you the best resilience in multiple scenarios, I think it's a very smart move. And I think I mentioned it in the beginning, having a strategy, whether it's not perfect, but at least have something prepared, I think it's better to that just wait and see. Certainly. And then the other aspect, though I know it's easier said than done, is building that flexibility in your fleet. I think it's important that we look at fleets in total, not just vessel specific. And that hopefully should give the ship owners some flexibility and some leverage to work in different type of ships depending on when their trade and so forth. So yeah, flexibility, having a strategy now, even though it's perfect, and that it can be resilience in different possible scenarios in the future.
But now, closing our discussion, and that's not a softball statement or question, but I think given exactly the extremely complicated world we live in, all the challenges around for ship owners and every industry participant, I think it makes the role of classification societies at DNV even more important because a lot of people, exactly, a lot of stakeholders are coming to you, to the classification societies for help, for insight, for solutions. So I think that really enhances your very important position in the industry right now.
Thank
So
you.
I don't know if
Thank
you
you,
want
Nicole.
to make closing statements on that, especially on
Yes.
the role of the class societies in today's puzzle, if I can call it that way.
Thank you. Thank you, Nicolas. I fully agree with you. I think the role of class is more relevant than ever on having those independent facts and statements, right? It's good. It will be good for the industry.
So we had a very good discussion. I appreciate very much your being with us. Thank you. We had Cristina Sanz de Santa Maria, the CEO of DNV Maritime. Thank you for sharing your insight on the many challenges, opportunities, risks, and initiatives that the industry has to implement going forward. I'd like also to thank everybody who joins us to listen to this webcast. And please, this will be available for replay again on capitallinkshipping.com and capitallinkwebinars.com and our YouTube channel. And Christina, thank you again for being with us today.
Thank you, Nicolas and Capital Link. See you soon.